Good afternoon, everyone. We're live here at the Himalayan Institute's headquarters in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, for this, our 20th live stream event. I'm Greg Capitolo, director of our mission programs here at the Institute, and on behalf of all the team, welcome to you. We're so happy that you've joined us as mission members and joined us for this live stream, and equally happy that we're able to bring to you content such as this as part of mission membership. As I mentioned, this is our 20th live stream since launching our mission membership in January of 2017. A couple other milestones to report to you. We now have over 250 pieces of content, written, audio, video pieces of content, across an array of yoga lifestyle, yoga practice themes. In addition, we're super pleased to have one of our senior faculty members here, Judy Moulton. Judy's a senior faculty member here at the Institute and runs our professional certifications programs. She oversees our 200-hour, 500-hour programs, as well as our Ayurvedic trainings. Judy's also a key faculty member of the 200 and 500-hour trainings. In addition, Judy helped develop the curriculum for our brand new flagship program, Yogi Living, which we launched for the first time in May. Yogi Living's our 10-day residential program, covering all aspects of yoga practice, yoga lifestyle, and yoga wisdom and worldview. And again, we're happy to have Judy be a part of that faculty in the development of that curriculum and as a key faculty member for Yogi Living. Before moving here in 2011 with Judy's husband Stephen and her daughters Riley and Zoe, Judy was a teacher. She was a Montessori school teacher. She's a dedicated yoga practitioner, and we're pleased to have her here this afternoon to talk about a concept, an idea in yoga practice that she has been working with herself for many, many years, and that's the idea of sthira and sukha, stability and comfort in asana using the breath. So with that, I'm happy to turn things over to Judy Moulton.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for joining me for this live stream event. I am really excited to present to you a guided practice with working with these really important and key yogic concepts of sthira and sukham. And you can go ahead and arrange yourself in crocodile pose, just get comfortable here. Crocodile pose means that you lie on your abdomen. You'll reach for your opposite elbows. Take the feet wide, wider than the pelvis, and you can position the feet in whichever way is most comfortable for you. Traditionally, the toes turn out, but you can adjust the feet for your own comfort. And keep in mind, if there's any reason why lying on your abdomen is not comfortable for you, feel free to lie on your back instead in Shavasana. We're starting here with diaphragmatic breathing in crocodile pose. When we start to look at these concepts of sthiram and sukham, when we look at sthiram, we know that traditionally this is translated as stability. And we want to define for ourselves, what does stability really mean? In a physical sense, it certainly is related to the absence of pain, to the absence of stress and tension in the body, and to an absence of nervous system restriction. And the best way to begin to work with pain or work with strong sensation, to work with tension and work with nervous system restriction is by working with yogic breathing. So here we are defining yogic breathing as deep diaphragmatic breathing that is optimal. And here optimal means that there are five specific qualities that are present in yogic breathing. The first one is that the breath is deep. This doesn't mean more effort, but it does mean that the breath is more diaphragmatic in nature, that there's more movement, more expansion in the abdomen as you breathe. It also means that the breath is more smooth, that we're starting to, with time and practice, to smooth out any rough places in the breath cycle, any places of tension, feeling of jaggedness, constriction, tightness. And then we're working with a breath that is even. So this is especially important when we're looking at aligning breath to movement. We want to be aware of our inhalation versus our exhalation. To be aware of the length of the inhalation compared to the length of the exhalation, and also the quality of the inhalation compared to the quality of the exhalation. And we like those to be even. Even means about the same in length and quality. Then we would like the breath to be continuous. This means without holding, without pausing, especially in those transition places in the breath between the inhalation and the exhalation, or between the exhalation and the inhalation. The breath is flowing in an unbroken circle. And then finally, the fifth quality is that the breath is more quiet. Quiet doesn't mean that you're trying to breathe in a way that's silent necessarily, especially in your physical asana practice, but it really means that you're not straining or forcing or trying to do something artificial with the breath. So feel your body lying against the support of the floor beneath you. Begin to have a sense of your body. And turn your attention now to your breathing. And first, just feel how you breathe. Feel how you're already breathing. And notice where the breath is moving in your body. We are using Makarasana, crocodile pose, for this particular centering because of its effect on cultivating and facilitating diaphragmatic breathing. You're breathing into the resistance of the floor. And anytime we breathe into resistance, we are strengthening the diaphragm. When we strengthen the diaphragm, and that's a very key concept of working with breath-aligned movement, when we strengthen the diaphragm, then we are starting to undo habitual ways of breathing, unconscious ways of breathing. We're making the breath more conscious. We're becoming more aware of the sensations of diaphragmatic breathing. And we're starting to work with new habits of breathing, which would be those five qualities that I just mentioned. So you can use your crocodile pose to strengthen the diaphragm. You're breathing into and away from the resistance of the floor. And another great practice for strengthening the diaphragm would be to work with a weighted sandbag or breath pillow in Shavasana. That would be another way to strengthen the diaphragm by utilizing resistance. And especially here, as you feel the breath moving in the abdomen, moving against the resistance of the floor, especially be aware of the length of your inhalation versus the length of your exhalation. And notice if there's any discrepancy between the two. Is there one that feels longer? Is there one that feels easier? And gently begin to shape your breathing so that it is deeper, more diaphragmatic, without pushing, without forcing, and so that it is also an even way of breathing, even inhalation and exhalation. So this is a key foundation for then when we begin to work with the conscious movement part of the practice and we're linking yogic breathing to that conscious movement. We'd like the inhalation and the exhalation to be the same in length. Working with the breath in this way has so many benefits. It is one of the things that helps us to cultivate stability, helps with pain, helps with tension, helps to balance the nervous system. It also is one of the best ways that we can start to ground our awareness in our body, to serve as a strong foundation upon which we can build. It also really begins to anchor the mind in this idea of the inner space of the body, which is ultimately where we're going with the practice of yoga, to be aware of an inner space and to let that awareness mature and expand over time. So now when you're ready, take your time, gently come up onto your hands and knees and press yourself back into child's pose. Continue to observe your breathing in the same way that you are just observing it in crocodile pose. Feel the movement of the breath circulating within the core of the body, the abdomen, sides of the body, the back of the body, and even down into the pelvic area. Sense the breath, the movement of the breath in that space. And then from here, you can come forward into table position. Bring the knees under the hips and bring the wrists under the shoulders. So now we're taking this deep yogic breathing and we are linking it to conscious movement. So as you exhale, round your spine. And as you inhale, drop the spine. And keep moving with your breath. And when you At first, when you're working with yoga, a lot of what you're doing is to just simply try to be aware, to move in a way that is conscious after so long of perhaps moving in a way that was more unconscious or not having a conscious connection to your body. And then as a newer student, we're also working with cultivating breath awareness. It's something that's very simple, but it's not easy. It's not necessarily easy. It's really a lifelong practice of refining. But as we progress in our practice and we have some good awareness of breathing, we have some experience with conscious movement, we start to bring the two together. And we're linking the breath with movement. This is something that you hear a lot in yoga class. Move with your breath. It's a great phrase, but we're not always sure what that means or if it really does mean something. And here it means something specific, that as you exhale, that movement, whatever you're doing, lasts the length of your exhalation without straining or pushing or forcing. And that the movement that you take on the inhalation lasts the length of your inhalation, again, without straining or trying to artificially prolong. And we can see that the exhalation helps us to round the spine, and there also may be a sense that it feels right to gently squeeze the abdomen in, to draw that place in the body in, and then to release it and let it expand as you inhale. So the inhalation and the exhalation are supporting that movement. And now as you exhale, you can press back towards child's pose, and then inhale, come back into table. So it's just a flow here, moving back and forth. Exhale, round and press back. Inhale, come back. Stretch the front of the body, lift the head. Good, keep going. And with everything that you're doing, you want to be aware of what is the inner feeling, what is the inner experience. We're using this breath alignment to be more and more connected to the inner feeling, the inner space of the body. And that's where we begin to work with the concept of sukham, is that there's this space, a defined space, a space that nature has defined for us, and that's the physical body. And there's a space inside that, the space of awareness, and that this is a good space, and this is what really supports comfort. So often sukham is translated as comfort. But it takes some time to get to that place. Good. Then come back up into table, so adjust your knees so that they're under your hips. Bring your right hand a little bit closer to the center of your mat, and as you inhale, lift the left arm up toward the ceiling. And then as you exhale, lower the arm and thread it underneath. Good, and then inhale, come back up. Just moving in and out of this is a thread the needle type of movement linked with your breath. So the inhalation helps you to move up, and the exhalation helps you to move down. The inhalation helps you to open and spread apart. The exhalation helps you to close and draw together. And then release the hand when you're ready. Bring the left hand closer to the middle of the mat. Inhale, lift the right arm. Exhale, lower it, thread it through. Inhale, open. So just notice as you move, is there any difficulty in really linking movement to breathing? Just because it's something that you hear a lot in class doesn't mean that it's something that just happens or that it feels natural for everyone. And we want to try to let the movement fit the breath, fit with the breath, not make the breath fit with the movement. And then release when you're ready. So back into table. Now as you inhale, extend the right leg. Press it straight back. And as you exhale, draw the knee in toward the forehead, round your spine, gently squeeze the abdomen. Inhale, lengthen out and press away. And keep going here. So again, the exhalation is helping to round and draw in, draw together. Inhale to lengthen and spread apart. The next time you inhale, lower the knee back down to the floor and switch sides. Lift the other leg, press back through the heel. Exhale, draw everything in. Inhale, extend. So with this intention behind this practice, we're leaving more space for breathing and feeling. And then release. Press back into child's pose. Rest and breathe. The more experience that we have with breath awareness, with conscious movement, the more we start to feel really drawn to an inner awareness, or drawn toward a center point of awareness. And this is one of the benefits of working with yogic breathing. So we've said that it helps us to be grounded in our bodies, in the experience of the space of the body. It also helps us to feel more centered, to realize that we have a center, and to be more and more connected to that, first in a physical way, which is why we do a lot of work with the abdomen and the pelvis, but then in a more non-physical way, that there's an energetic center that we are beginning to become more aware of. And when we start to move toward that awareness, we're really tapping into this idea of sukham, that comfort, good space, that it feels good to be there. It feels good to be in that space. From here, you can make your way into downward facing dog. Move your body in any way that feels right. This also becomes a more intuitive way of practicing, that we're less reliant on external information, external cues, and we're more easily able to just move the body in a way that feels motivated by something deeper and more subtle. And relax your head, breathe deeply. And then from here, you can step to the top of your mat so that you'll be coming into a forward fold. And move your body here in any way that feels right. It can be good to bend one knee and then the other, to shift a little bit through the hips, release the neck, let the shoulders soften. Then bend the knees a little bit more. As you inhale, press down through your feet. Come all the way up. Reach the arms out and up. Stretch up. And then exhale, lower the arms. Pause here. Establish your awareness of this more upright position. And as you inhale, lift the arms all the way overhead. And as you exhale, lower them. Inhale, lift the arms when they're about shoulder height. Flip the palms up, reach up. Exhale, lower when the hands are about shoulder height. Flip the palms down. Keep breathing. And we feel, as we're practicing, that pull of inner focus that might make it feel right to close the eyes, or at least soften the gaze. And the movement perhaps slows down. It's linking with the breath. And there's a natural inclination to just really go inside. And that's what closing the eyes represents. Exhale, lower the arms alongside the body. Just pause here. Close your eyes. Go inside and feel. Feel what's there. You're aware of your breath, deep diaphragmatic breathing. Now as you inhale, bring the arms out into a T. Start to circle the arms and start with a slow circle. Keep breathing as you circle. Slower, smaller circle. And then start to gradually make the circle larger as you breathe deeply. So there are some ways in which it feels, there's a very obvious linking of breathing. When we lift the arms, it makes sense to inhale. When we lower the arms, it makes sense to exhale. But sometimes, like with this sort of movement, it's just an even, full way of breathing as you move. And then reverse. So start small, then gradually increase the size of your circles. And then reach the arms out, bring the fingertips to the shoulders, and start to circle the elbows in toward each other and then out away from each other. So as you exhale, you bring the elbows closer together. And as you inhale, you expand them out to the sides and down. And you're aware of any feeling in the shoulders, soften the neck, and then reverse. And go the opposite direction when you're ready. And release the arms alongside the body. So just pause here. And every time you pause, there's an intention to try to go inside. And that there becomes less and less effort to go inside. And it becomes a real thing, this going inside. So at first, when we're newer to yoga and we hear the teacher say, you know, go inside, focus on your body, how do you feel, notice how you feel, we're not really sure, because we're not really sure how to access that space. But when we work with deep yogic breathing, we have the stability to have a more subtle awareness, which would be working into that territory of sukham, that we are aware of this inner space of the body and we start to feel it. And we notice that it feels good, it feels comfortable. There's something that we just want to stay in that space even. As you exhale, drop your chin towards your chest. As you inhale, bring your right ear over your right shoulder. As you exhale, bring the chin back down toward the chest. And inhale, bring the left ear over the left shoulder. Move back and forth with your breath. And try to work with a fluid movement. Inhaling the ear over the shoulder, exhaling the chin back down to the chest. You might be aware of tension or tenderness in the neck itself. But eventually, when you've worked through that tenderness, that tension, you have a good connection with your breath, you start to be aware of really the space of the head. And not even just the space inside the head, but the space around the head, that there's an awareness there, an expanded awareness. And that that space, that you are moving through that space. and then bring your chin back down towards your chest and then lift when you're ready. So again, in Tadasana, just feel what's there and breathe at the same time. When you're ready, step the feet apart a little bit wider than your hips. Bring your hands onto your knees. Try to rest the weight of your upper body into your hands. Just move a little bit here. Any way that helps you to loosen up, you can shift through the hips, stretch out the inner thighs. Move through the lower back a little bit in preparation to work with some abdominal squeezing. So it's a very similar spinal movement to what we were doing before in cat-cow. As you exhale, round your spine. As you inhale, drop your spine, lift your head, and continue to move in this way. So feel starts to feel natural, more natural over time, that when we exhale and round the spine, we also squeeze the belly in. And it's not just squeezing, it's also drawing together toward a center point, and then releasing that drawing together and letting it spread apart and expand. So we're not trying to create tension here with abdominal practice. And it's really movement that is so connected to your breath that then supports, gives the stability for you to have an experience of that space at the core of the body, first in a physical way, but then moving toward a non-physical awareness of a more energetic core. And it's fine to work a little bit from side to side here as well. Sometimes if we feel like we have some abdominal tension, if we work with a little bit of squeezing the sides of the abdomen, we can help to free that up, free up that tension that's more in the middle of the abdomen. And then when you're ready, come back up into Tadasana, adjust the feet, and just feel. Breathe and feel. Feel what's there. And we're not suggesting that you should feel anything in particular. But more and more what we do feel, as I said, is this sukham, a good space that we feel drawn to, that we like to stay in. As you inhale, reach the arms overhead. As you exhale, bend your knees and fold forward. As you inhale, lift halfway. As you exhale, fold. As you inhale, step back into downward facing dog. And take a few deep diaphragmatic breaths here. Notice what it feels like to be in downward facing dog with more abdominal activation. When you're ready, lift the right leg, press it straight back, but you can also open the hip. If that's something that feels helpful, you can bend the knee, open the hip, breathe into that space. And then as you exhale, close the hip, move with control, draw the knee in toward the forehead, and set your foot between your hands. Reach the thighs apart. It's your choice here. You can lower the knee down to the floor if you need more support, or you can keep it lifted. As you inhale, lengthen through the front leg. Actually, keep your hands in. Yeah, there you go. Lengthen through the front leg. And then as you exhale, deepen back into your lunge. And then just keep moving in that way. Exhale helps you to move down into the lunge. Inhale helps you to lengthen through the front leg. And then when you're ready, hold your lunge, keep breathing. It's your choice. You can keep the hands on the floor, or you can reach up and stretch back if that's something that feels right for you. As you inhale, deeply breathe in, and then as you exhale, bring the hands to the floor, transition back into downward facing dog. And even in downward facing dog, especially when we have more stability in our practice, we can use that as opposed to go inside and sense this center point of awareness. When you're ready, you can lift the left leg and stretch it back. Feel free to open the hip and bend the knee. Keep breathing deeply. And as you exhale, close the hip, draw your knee in toward your forehead, really curling through the spine. And then with control, set the foot between the hands. Draw the thighs apart and decide whether or not you need to drop the back knee. And as you inhale, you'll straighten through the front leg, lengthen out over that leg, and then exhale, you'll deepen back into your lunge. And continue to move with your breath. So the movement taken with the inhalation lasts the length of the inhalation. The movement you take with the exhalation lasts the length of the exhalation. And when we're working with breath-aligned movement, often we will give ourselves more time. Instead of working with lots of different types of movements for less repetitions, we might do fewer movements, more simple movements, with more repetitions so that we can really get into a flow with it and feel something. Exhale, deepen back into your lunge. If you'd like, now you can inhale and reach up and back. Breathing deeply here. Exhale the hands back to the floor. Inhale back into downward facing dog and breathe here. Notice what you feel. When you're ready, step back to the top of your mat. And come all the way up to stand. Let's pause, breathe, and feel. Now inhale, reach the arms out and overhead. As you exhale, bend your knees, bend your elbows. You're coming into chair pose, Utkatasana. Inhale, press the floor away, reach up, straighten the arms. You can straighten the legs as well. Just move in and out of this Utkatasana chair pose. Bend the elbows as you come down, and straighten the arms as you come up. Good, keep moving. And now as you exhale and come into your chair pose, squeeze the abdomen. So one of the reasons why we have a lot of abdominal focus, to keep moving in and out, is that the abdomen is considered to be the pranic hub. It's the hub of your prana. So ultimately where we're going with sthiram and sukham is toward pranic awareness, which would be moving with the steps after sukham. We start to experience that now. And so with that intention in mind, we're cultivating more awareness of the energetic core, this pranic hub, and charging it. So squeezing and charging, and then inhale, releasing that. Good, come up, lower the arms, pause and breathe. Now feel, go inside and feel the space of the body. Then step the right foot back into Warrior One. Make sure that you have a stable base. Let the heels be on parallel tracks. There's stability for the hips and pelvis. Reach the arms overhead, straighten the front leg, reach up. Exhale, bend your front knee, bend your elbows in line with your shoulders, and keep moving. Inhale and exhale. So very similar thing to what we were just doing with chair pose. And then to the degree that feels right for you, as you exhale, also squeeze the abdomen in. Then inhale, release it. The abdominal area is said to be a gateway of inner awareness. It's often hard to access inner awareness in other areas, which is why meditation is sometimes challenging if we haven't had the opportunity to really work in the body. So here, really trying to tap into and open that gateway so we can start to become more and more aware of this inner space of the body. And that's when we're using the stability, the strength in our body, our ability to breathe with awareness. We're using all of that to then start to move into that comfortable, good space, even as we might be working with challenging postures. Inhale, reach up. Good. And then lower the arms. Step back into Tadasana. Pause and breathe. And when you're ready, we'll do the same thing on the other side. So step back with the opposite leg into your warrior one. You can come back, yeah. Good. Inhale, reach the arms overhead, straighten the front leg. Exhale, bend your knee, bend your elbows. Good. Inhale, reach up. Exhale. Start to squeeze through the abdominal area as you exhale. This can be a gentle squeeze. It can be a deeper squeeze, but it's not about creating tension. So tension is something that cuts us off from the experience of prana, or energy, where we're ultimately moving toward. So that's why a big part of what we're doing in working with sthiram and sukham is to release tension, to let go of tension, because it cuts us off from that experience. But activation and awareness will support that deeper pranic experience. And the next time you inhale, reach up, lengthen up, and then lower the arms, and you can step forward into Tadasana. So again, pause and feel. Feel what's there. You're not trying to create a feeling or imagine a feeling, but to be present with that space inside. Inhale, reach the arms out and up. Exhale, bend your knees and fold forward. Inhale, lengthen halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, step back to downward facing dog. As you exhale, next, squeeze the abdomen like you've been doing, and inhale, release it. Do that a few more times. Then the next time you exhale, let that squeeze draw you forward into a plank position. So you exhale, squeeze, come forward. Inhale, let the lightness of your inhalation lift your hips back into downward facing dog. And do this a few more times. Let that squeeze at the abdomen help to draw you forward. And then hold. Hold your plank. And then anytime you're holding a pose, you really deepen your commitment to your breathing. This deep, smooth breathing, even inhalation and exhalation. And then lower all the way down to the floor when you're ready. Reach the hands back toward the feet. Turn the palms down. Press your feet into the floor. Feel that your legs are strong, the pelvis is strong, the navel's drawing in. And as you inhale, lift your chest and also your legs. And as you exhale, lower and turn your head to the side. Good, keep moving. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. This is where we start to see that the length of the inhalation and exhalation, it's important that it's even so that the two sets of movement will also be even. And then one more. Then, when you're ready, release into crocodile pose. Cross your forearms, take your feet wide. Relax your body. Let all of your muscular activation go. And then you may feel as you're working toward the end of the practice that this inner awareness feels more effortless. It feels like we're aware of this good feeling space, that sukham, that we want to stay there. So there's something grounding and stabilizing about that. That it's helping us to release effort as well. And we can be more aware of feeling drawn toward a center point of awareness. And that awareness of a center point is held, is stabilized and supported by your yogic breathing and your conscious movement. This breath-aligned movement. When you're ready, press yourself up onto your hands and knees, and then press back so that you're sitting with the legs out in front of you. We'll work with a spinal twist. So you can work with it in one of two ways. You can draw the right knee in and extend the left leg, or you can take the left leg and wrap it in if you like to practice your seated twist like that. But choose whichever way feels most stable for you. So before you twist, and spinal twist is an excellent way to start to experience how sthiram and sukham are leading us toward more pranic awareness. So through center, you can hold on to your knee, inhale and lengthen. As you exhale, you'll start to twist, but start to twist from lower down in the spine. And then let it move up through the core of the body, and the head would be the last thing to turn, although it doesn't overly turn. And you can reach that other hand back for more support. And then you continue with every inhalation to lengthen a little bit more, and with every exhalation to twist just a little further. And when you feel that you've reached the extent of the twist, then you hold, breathe, and pay attention inside. Feel the space inside, space of comfort and ease. And now as you inhale, you'll unwind the twist from the top down. So starting with the head, and then gradually turning, untwisting, then to pause through center and feel. And then do the other side when you're ready. So arrange your legs with whatever version you're doing with the legs. Before you twist, center yourself, lengthen as you inhale, and then as you exhale, again, start the twist from lower in the spine. And we're aware that there's not a whole lot of range of motion in the lower part of the spine, but it's not purely a physical thing. It's an energetic thing as well. And start to let that twist move up the spine, and the head is the last thing to gently turn, but not overly turn. Then use the inhalation to continue to lengthen, the exhalation to perhaps find more space in the twist without forcing, Then when you find yourself there, fully in the twist, hold, breathe, and feel. And feel what's there. We're aware of that center point. We're aware that we have a center point. It's connected to the abdominal area, but not only that. Then the next time you inhale, reverse the twist from the top down, slowly move out, pause through center. Then extend the legs out in front of you. We'll work with a forward fold. So you can sit on a support if you need that. You can also place something under the knees. And this forward fold is not about how far forward you fold, but about how much you can fold inward. So when you're ready, just have your hands alongside the body. Lengthen your spine first. Then inhale, bring the arms overhead. And exhale, lengthen forward. Then inhale, come back up. Come back up, reach up. Good. And move in and out with your breath. So for you, it might be a very slight movement, and the hands could remain on the floor for support even. It's lengthening up, moving up as you inhale, and then moving down as you exhale. And then hold. Hold to the extent that works for you. Again, it doesn't have to be physically that you're folding very far forward, but energetically that you are folding more inward. Breathing deeply, that deep yogic breathing is a support for this inward movement. Inward movement toward sukham, good, comfortable, clear, even joyful space. And come up when you're ready. Reach the arms up, stretch up. And then lower the arms and lie down on your back. Your head here. Place the feet on the floor. Take the feet wide, about the width of your mat. Breathe deeply. As you exhale, drop your knees to the right side of the mat. As you inhale, bring the knees back up. Exhale, drop the knees to the left side of the mat. Inhale, bring the knees back up. Move back and forth with your breath as a support. Notice how the inner thighs, the hips and pelvis feel, the lower back, the lower abdomen. Breathe deeply down into the base of the body. And then bring the knees back up. Extend the feet toward the ceiling. Just press through the heels. Relax the upper body. Breathe deeply and circle the ankles in one direction. And then reverse direction. Point and flex the feet. Spread and wiggle the toes. Draw your knees into your chest. Hug your knees. Feel your lower back lengthen. Breathe down into the base of the body. And then extend the legs and come into a comfortable shavasana. Relax your arms alongside your body. Let the feet be wider than the hips. This is often the part of the yoga class or practice where we're most aware of this feeling of being in a good space. In fact, this part of the class is often what keeps students interested in yoga are coming back because it's a unique experience that we don't really have in any other situation. The stability that we've been working with deep yogic breathing, moving in a conscious way, working with the joints, all of this is providing a support, a foundation of hopefully less pain, less tension, less stress, some balance in the nervous system, so that now we're really able to feel that sense of sukham, that good space, that inward space, and we start to rest in it. We're not resting in it like we rest when we go to sleep at night. We're not, hopefully, although this is a challenging part of this practice, we're not moving toward a place of inertia. We're also not really engaging with the mind and getting caught up in mental activity. We're resting in a state of clarity, ease, good feeling, and continuing to breathe in that space. And then we're, with the support of sthiram and sukham, we're now starting to become more and more aware that this good space, this good feeling that is available here is really the experience of prana, pranic awareness. And especially in systematic relaxation, we're now taking that pranic awareness and assimilating and integrating it. And allowing it to become more concentrated. Bring your attention to the crown of your head. Feel that the breath is flowing in a relaxed and effortless way. And you are aware of the space at the crown of your head at the same time you are aware of your breathing. Now breathe down into the center of the forehead. Let your breath and your awareness fill that space at the center of the forehead. And breathe down into the space at the center of the throat. Then over to the center of the right shoulder. And down to the center of the right elbow. To the center of the right wrist. And the tip of the right thumb. The tip of the right index finger. The tip of the right middle finger. The tip of the right small, or rather ring finger. And now to the tip of the right small finger. Then back to the right wrist, the right elbow, the right shoulder, the center of the throat, then over to the center of the left shoulder. The center of the left elbow. The center of the left wrist. The tip of the left thumb. The tip of the left index finger. The tip of the left middle finger. The tip of the left ring finger. The tip of the left small finger. Then back to the left wrist, the left elbow, the left shoulder, and to the center of the throat. Now moving awareness down to fill the space at the center of the chest. Then to the tip of the right breast. And back to center. To the tip of the left breast. And back to the center of the chest. Breathe down into the center of the abdomen, the navel center. And down into the center of the pelvis. And over to the right hip. To the right knee, the right ankle, and the tip of the right big toe. The tip of the right second toe. The tip of the right third toe. The tip of the right fourth toe. The tip of the right small toe. And back to the right ankle. The right knee, the right hip, the center of the pelvis, and over to the center of the left hip. The center of the left knee. The center of the left ankle. And the tip of the left big toe. The tip of the left second toe. The tip of the left third toe. The tip of the left fourth toe. And the tip of the left small toe. And back to the left ankle, the left knee. The left hip, the center of the pelvis, the center of the abdomen, the center of the chest. The center of the throat. And to the center of the forehead. And back to the crown of the head. Now from here, gradually expand your awareness from all of these specific points and spaces in the body to the entire space of the body. And breathe throughout that entire space from the crown of the head to the tips of the toes. Feel that space. Then gradually begin to move the body, move the fingers, move the toes, be aware of the breath moving in the abdomen. And roll over onto your side when you're ready. Just rest here for a few breaths with your eyes closed. And use your hands for support to transition into a seated position. Use your cushions or blankets for support for the hips. Come back here. And close your eyes and get in this seated position. Become aware of your breathing. Breathing in the space of the body. We worked to cultivate yogic breathing with these five specific qualities, then to link that yogic breathing to conscious movement. Then we start to work with breath alignment in our practice, and that's what breath alignment means, yogic breathing linked with conscious movement. That creates a source of immense stability in asana, but also a support and foundation to work with the more subtle practices of yoga. And certainly we can experience this concept of sukham, this good space in our asana practice, but especially when we start moving toward relaxation and then eventually meditation, that we're aware of that good inner space. We're more stabilized and anchored in it. And then that experience of being in that space matures and expands and continues to do so. So that we are now working with the concepts of effortless effort and eventually inner absorption. So you may feel here a natural drawing inward of the senses, a drawing inward of the mind in a way that feels peaceful, calming, and grounded. Refine your awareness of your breathing to the space just inside your nostrils. And as you inhale, feel the cool touch of your breath move in and up. And as you exhale, feel the warm touch of your breath move down and out. Continue to follow the movement of the breath in your nostrils, inhaling in and up, exhaling down and out. The breath is even here, especially here, providing that stable support for deeper inner focus. That eventually, as we work with this technique for breath awareness in the nostrils, we're moving up to the space between the eyes and back down and out. It's like the breath is painting the roofs of the nostrils or the ceilings of the nostrils, the inside, top inside of the nostrils. And eventually from breathing in to the space between the eyes and then straight back into the center of the forehead and then back down and out. We feel as we inhale again the sensation that the breath is painting the ceilings of the nostrils as it moves in and up and then down and out. More and more we feel that pull, a pull toward that center of awareness, that center point of awareness, now in the center of the forehead. We might even feel that there is a goodness here, a feeling of being in a good space. It's not a struggle. It doesn't mean that thoughts aren't there. They always are to some extent. It's not a struggle. There's stability, there's ease, there's comfort. And more, we'd like to just stay in that space and to breathe and feel what's there. And then to gradually let that feeling mature, expand, and deepen over time. Feel free to stay here as long as you'd like. When you are ready to come out, bring your hands together in front of your heart. It's the moment of connection to the center, the core of who you really are, whatever you know that to be right now, whatever your experience is of that right now, connecting there. And then begin to rub your palms together to create some warmth between your hands. Place your hands over your closed eyes, breathe deeply. Open your eyes into your hands. And slowly move your hands away from your face. And then just take a moment to adjust, to look around, to feel how you feel, to notice how things appear, the sense perhaps of just being very refreshed, that something in us is even made new by this practice. Feeling of being stable, being grounded, centered, balanced, and in a good, comfortable space that we experienced in the practice, and then we can then extend out into our daily lives. So thank you for being here this afternoon. Namaste.